Back here at Marlins Park tonight for the second of four between the Marlins and the Pirates. And before we get it going, rookie left-hander for the Marlins, Justin Nicolino, joining us for a couple of minutes. Justin, great to sit down and chat with you on Saturday. A heck of an outing. 7 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk. Does it all come down to location for you?
Yeah, definitely. That's been the biggest thing since being back up here is, you know, locating the bottom of the zone and moving my fastball in and out and, you know, working that cutter. But, you know, that was the biggest thing Saturday was that fastball in and out and the cutter under their hands. And, you know, luckily we didn't have to use a changeup till the fourth inning and, you know, it ended up working out for us. And, you know, that eighth inning I went out there, just made a bad pitch and, you know, Sweeney coming off the bench just hit a good pitch for him.
You made a couple of starts in the big leagues, went back to New Orleans for a little bit. Now you've made 3 consecutive starts in your return back to this Marlins clubhouse. How comfortable do you feel now?
I wouldn't say, you know, you can never be too comfortable with this game. I think it's just more of understanding how to go about it, you know, with your 5 days up in the big leagues. I think that's been the biggest thing is staying on a good routine and doing what I've been doing my whole career. And, you know, you can't change too much because you start trying to do different things. And, you know, that's when you start getting hurt. And I think the biggest thing is just, you know, doing what got you here and doing the same thing.
Justin, after your start on Saturday, you credited your preparation, and that's big for you. Tell us a little bit about your preparation heading into a ball game.
You know, it's just being relaxed, having the same routine, not trying to do too much, not trying to get too amped up. And I think that's something that has been, you know, huge is trying to approach it as another ball game, you know, whether who it is against. But, you know, that's the biggest thing is just doing what I do every 5 days in between starts. And going about it, you know, when to back off, when to, you know, get after it a little bit. You know, and just basically doing things that I know how to do and not doing anything out of the ordinary.
Sometimes it's probably overlooked, but a relationship between a pitcher and a catcher. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with JT Realmuto. I know you guys had an opportunity to be with one another quite a bit in the minor leagues, but how important is that to have good chemistry and a relationship with your catcher?
I mean, I think it just starts off as a friendship first. You know, off the field, what goes on off the field has a lot to do with what goes on, you know, on the field as well. And, you know, I spent, I want to say, 1.5, 2 years with them. And, you know, we hung out a lot off the field, you know, just as much as we did on the field. But, you know, on the field it's more of a business relationship. Off the field it's more of that friendship. But I think just being comfortable and trusting each other. To be honest with you, on Saturday we didn't shake off one time. And when we're doing that and, you know, we're both on the same page, it's more – you know, it's a better pace, the faster pace, and we're getting quicker outs. The more that we're sitting back there and shaking or thinking about it, you know, it takes too much time, gives the hitters get comfortable in the box. And I think just for both of us, it's just understanding who we are.
5 starts now in the big leagues, I'm sure, throughout your entire life. You thought what it was going to be like to be in the big leagues. Anything you've learned or something that's caught you off guard that I didn't know this part of the big league life or anything of that nature, whether it was on the field or off the field in your time here?
I mean, I've always wondered, I've always asked questions whether I was in the big leagues or not. And I think, you know, nothing's really caught me off guard yet. I mean, you know, it only has been 5 starts in the big leagues, but I'm sure eventually something's going to be like, wow, I didn't know that, or I didn't really realize that. But I think I've been very lucky throughout my career, you know, minor league career and even now, to work out or to be around a lot of guys that have big league experience and just talking to them, asking them a lot of questions and, you know, picking their brains to ask them, you know, for those certain situations. But, you know, right as of right now, nothing's really, you know, caught my eye or caught me off guard. And, you know, like I said before, it's just about going out there and, you know, letting everything happen.
Justin, as we wrap up on a lighter note, we were checking out your baseball reference page, and it says your nickname is Big Bird. Number one, we need to know if that's true. Number two, who calls you Big Bird?
I've never been called Big Bird.
Oh, well, so that's not even true.
No, I mean, the only time Big Bird was ever brought around was maybe like in 2013 or 14 offseason. But other than that, it's usually just Nico, Nick, or that's about it. I mean, you know, everyone's pretty simple with my nickname.
Well, now we know the full story. Justin, congratulations. 5 starts in the big leagues. Now you've done a heck of a job. Nothing but best of luck and continued success, and thanks for the time tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.